Translation: the devotee should first concentrate his mind on the Lord's lotus feet, which are adorned with the marks of a thunderbolt, a goad, a banner, and a lotus. The splendor of their beautiful ruby nails resembles the orbit of the moon and dispels the thick gloom of one's heart.
This is the beginning of meditation. Sanchintai. It is not nirvishesh, nirakar meditation. What is that meditation? Here it is, direction. Sanchintai. Sanchintai means meditation. What about meditation? Sanchintai is a Bhagavata charanarum. First of all, meditate on the lotus feet, charanarum, lotus feet of Krishna. And if you mimically see, then you find these symptoms are there. Our feet and Krishna's feet are very different. Why different? Because on the soul, these marks are there. What is that? Vajra Ankusha Dhaja Sararuha. Four things are there. Thunderbolt, mark of thunderbolt, Ankusha, the mark of that instrument which controls the element. No, it is called Ankush in Sanskrit. It is like this. Maybe, whatever. So, Ankusha, Raja, Vajra, thunderbolt, then Ankusha, then Dhaja, flag, and Sararuha, lotus. These four things are there. You have seen sometimes Vishnu lotus feet is painted. These signs are there. The Sanchintaya, what about Sanchintaya? These things, minutely. Here is the lotus feet of Krishna, and upon the soul, these marks are painted. Lanchanadham, derived. It is very brilliant, beautiful. Krishna's everything is beautiful. Uttanga raktal vilasan nakachakravan. This is the special significance of Krishna's hand, that this nails are raised and reddish. Uttanga, rakta vilasan, nakha chakravar. It is just like chakravar and bar. Jusnadhi, and from the effulgence of the nails, Jusnadhi, rahata. If you see the brilliance and effulgence of the nails of Krishna, means the finger of Krishna, then the result will be that ahata mahat hridayandakaram. This material world, we are living in darkness, hridayandakaram. Our heart is dark, we do not know what is what. So if we simply concentrate on the lotus feet of Krishna, as it is described or marked, then in contact with such vision, your hridayandakaram, the dirty things, andakaram, andakaram means darkness, or dirty things, that will be ahat, half attacked, get out. Ahat. Jusnaki ahata mahat hridayandakaram. Mahat means very great. This is our material condition. That we are covered, absorbed in so many darkness, and still we want to show some insight. This is material. therefore he will always say, who sent us? He does not know anything clearly. Simply wants to see with imperfect eyes, imperfect instrument, microscope, telescope. What is the value of this? He is simply Angaka. The whole world is, this is called darkness. We experience at the moment. If there was no sun, then what is the value of this world? We have got good experience in the Western countries where there is no sun. It is hell, simply hell. Simply hell. Without sun. All the condemned countries are devoid of sunlight. This morning we are speaking that London, it is without sunlight practically throughout the whole year. Long ago in 1969, in the television, the television man asked me that, where is hell? And it is here in London. That was probably in the paper. There is such a, and always dark and always moist and always so cold. So this is hell. And why you have to search out hell? Yes. Simply you bring money from outside, exploiting others, and construct big building, it is little attractive. People come here as tourists. Otherwise, who comes here to see the hell? So actually, that is it. So anyone's heart is always clouded with ignorance and love is knowledge. If you want to drive away this knowledge, ajnana chindandhas jnananjana salakaya, says, this ignorance, this material world is me, tama. A basic injunction is tamasi ma, don't remain in this darkness. If there is light, why you shall remain in the darkness? That is intelligence. If there is light, why should you rot in the darkness? So there is light. Jyotibhama, Brahma Jyoti. Jyotibhama, Brahma. That Brahma world, go, not this material world. Jasaprabha, what is that Brahma world? The Brahma world means where there is complete effulgence, bodily rays of Krishna. That is Brahma world. It's like here, the bodily rays of the sun makes it clear, so brilliant. But you can see, then what is the sunshine? It is the bodily rays of the sun. Why don't you believe that? The example is there, you learn. If a material thing, like the sun globe or the sun god, he has got so much bodily effulgence that it is keeping lighted all over the universe. Just imagine what is the bodily brilliance of Krishna. That is described in the Shastra, Jasaprabha Prabhupato Jagadannakut. Krishna's body is bluish or blackish. Therefore you see the sky bluish. Because the rays in the spiritual world is effulgence, bluish effulgence, and that is being reflected through the sky. Jasaprabha Prabhupato Jagadannakut. His bodily light is being reflected in millions and trillions of universes. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Jagadanna, jagadanna means anna, it is round. Anna means except. We don't say it is flat. This Shastra never says. Flat, then it corrects. No, it is not flat. It is round. No, this is Shastra. Long years. In the beginning, it was called round, anna, goloka, go, goloka, bhuloka. Goloka means round. Goloka Vrindavan. Everything is round. So, Jagadanda. Anda means eight shape. Jagadanda Kuti, with each and every universe is egg cells, is cover. So, Jasuprabhaprabhato Jagadanda Kuti, Kotisu, in each and every universe, Kotisu, means not that, in one universe. You see so many universes, one universe, but there are many millions of universes. Jasuprabhaprabhato Jagadanda Kuti, Kotisu, Aseso, Vasudhavi, Jinnam. In each and every universe, there are so many planets, Aseso, cannot count. Unlimited. In one universe. And there are millions of universes. What is your material knowledge? What do you know? You are trying to go to the moon planet, that is also committing mistake. And what are the millions of universes? Therefore, our knowledge is very, very limited. Poor. Poor fundamental knowledge. And still you are proud. Suffering for pride. Just as a small fish you have seen in the pond, little water, say one fish, But the big fishes, there is a big in the water, big fish. So we take knowledge from the big fish, not from the small fish, So the purpose, this kind of knowledge will not satisfy us. We take from the big fish, one who knows, who knows? Krishna knows. And one who knows from Krishna, he knows. Acharyavan Purusha-Vedha. One who is Acharyavan, who has taken shelter of Acharya, he knows. Why? Because Acharya receives knowledge from Krishna. And he receives knowledge from Krishna. That is perfect knowledge. Acharyavan Purusha, Tadvijnana, Tamsa, Guru Mevahi. These are the insights. So, actually, we are in the darkness. This whole world is dark. It is in request. Therefore, the sunlight, the moonlight, the electric light, the fire, the lamp, because it is dark. Because it is dark. But there is a spiritual world where there is no need of. Natatra bhāsati śūdya nasatāṅkana pāva. The Bhagavad Gita is like Najatra bhāsate sūrya. There is no need of the sūrya. There is no need of sūrya. Sūrya is required, the sun is required, because this world material is dark, very, very dark, dense darkness. And we are born in this darkness, our heart is full of darkness. Simply, by the Krishna's, Krishna's grace, there is sun, there is moon, there is fire, there is electric, therefore you can see, otherwise you remain in the dark. But if you go to the spiritual world, tamasima, don't keep yourself in this darkness. Come to the light. What is that? There is also the sun, moon? No, there is no need. Na jatra bhāsate sūrya, na sasānka, na pāva. Jagatyana nivattante tadhamam paramam mama. Is it there? Where is Bhagavad Gita? Find out. Najatra bhāsate sūrya. Please find out. This is spiritual one. There is no need of sun, moon, electricity, fire.
That abode of mine is not illuminated by the sun or moon, nor by electricity. One who reaches it never returns to this material world.
Yes. So we are inviting and or rather trying to go to that world. Where there is no need of sun, there is no need of moon, there is no need of electricity. And somehow or other, if we can go there, then you haven't got to come back again in this darkness. This is Krishna consciousness only. So, at least one life, try for going back to that place. Then your whole problem will be solved. Here you are paying so much electricity bill, and if there is no chance, we are in a rotten place. So why do you suffer in this way? Come here. There is no need of sun, there is no need of electricity. And the prime gain is that if you can go there, there is no need of coming back again. So those who have more information of the spiritual world, they will stick to this material world as everything is here. But those who have got knowledge, Mahatma, who is Mahatma is very great, who can understand the greatness of God and His great knowledge and take knowledge from Him. He is perfect. So here is the knowledge, everything is there. He is giving, not that back to home, back to Godhead is our imagination. No, not imagination. This time if somebody gives you information of America, that America is a very rich city, there are so many big bridges and roads and motor cars. So naturally, you become inclined, why not see once America has this. But similarly, here is the information about the spiritual world. And why don't you try to go back to home, back to God? What is this foolishness? Why should you pay the electric bill? Go there and live there. There is no need of nadatra, nakadvahasate. It is the spiritual world is not lighted by the sun moon. Nakadvahasate. Because everyone is effulgent. Every planet is effulgent. So therefore there is no need of this thing. There is no ignorance. There is no scarcity. There is no miserable condition. That is called Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means vigata kuntha jasma iti vaikuntha. Kuntha means anxiety. Here, every man, even the richest man, is full of anxiety. Your president, he is the richest person in this country, or he is the third richest man in the world. But do you think he is without anxiety? No, that is not possible. That is not possible. He is full of anxiety. Other party may not check. You sit down for me. Other party may not take his position. This is all politicians' anxiety. Even the king of heaven, Indra, he is also full of anxiety. That if you run across it, sometimes you drive out. That Indra, King Indra, and he enjoys that. This is going on, not only in this planet, in all planets, wherever you go. There is the same condition prevails. Abhamma bhubana lokan punaravartinam. Don't think that by going to the heavenly planet, you'll be happy there. No, there is no possibility. Either you go to the heavenly planet or you go to the hell. You will have to undergo the threefold miserable condition. Therefore, invite. Krishna is coming, inviting. Here also, on behalf of Krishna, invite. Najat prabhasayate suja. So, you come to that, spiritual life. Just gatyana nivartante, tadhama paramamama. And, what is, how you can go there? Very simple. Very simple. Krishna has given you the simple prada. What is that? Manmana bhavamad bhakto majjajimanam vameva ichyasi asamishaya. If you simply follow these four principles without arguing, foolishly and restless. Manmana bhavamad bhakto. These four principles. Things always think of Krishna says. Not I am saying, but Krishna personally says. Manmana bhavamad bhakto. Just become my devotee. And Pang Namaskuru. What's it mean? See, it doesn't require any PhD degree. It doesn't require that apratihata. Bhakti is apratihata without any hindrance. Nobody can say that because I am poor, because I am an adulterer, because I am black, because I am white. No, because any condition of life, he can become a devotee and go back to home. This is Krishna consciousness. No material condition can check. This is our movement. Thank you very much. Any question on the subject?
This liberation is not achieved by mental speculation, but by seeing the light emanating from the lustrous Vanilla Yolanda. Does this mean that we must fight and come to see Krishna's lotus feet?
Yes, begin by seeing the lotus feet of Krishna. That is advice here. Tatcharanaravindam. Sabai manat Krishna padaravindam. If you are seeing the deity, all I see the lotus feet, then gradually you will understand. Yes, gradually. First of all, see the lotus feet and meditate. When you are fully practiced to see the lotus feet, simply by thinking of Krishna, then that business is finished. Then go, then go, then go, then go. Then see the face. This is the process of meditation. Not, that's what I said, not jumping over the face. Rasa-lila. What do you know? For Krishna's lila. Rasa-lila. That's for study. What is Krishna? Then Krishna's rasa. Any other?
Could you please explain the place, I mean, serving the lotus feet of the spiritual master,
Yes, give little water and tulsi and flower, that's all. Legend can go. Then, everyone can do it. Patram pusvam phalam poyam, yomi bhaktat. But no, simply, they are Advaita Prabhu. He simply offered Gangajal and Tulsi to please the Lord to come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. This is, there is no difficulty at all. Because he simply misuse our intelligence, misuse our opportunity, there is trouble. Otherwise, there is no difficulty. What is the difficulty? Tulsi Patra, you can have. And little water offered to this on the lotus feet of Krishna and pray, give me intelligence just so that I can serve you nicely. And he gives intelligence. Tisam satavijiktana. If you are continually giving tulsi flower and water and saying, Krishna, give me intelligence, how can I serve you nice? Then Krishna says, yes. Tesa mitari gitana, one who is engaged in this way. Bhajatam pritibhuvam. When Krishna sees that he is worshipping me with faith and reverence and love, then buddhi yogam sadamitam. He gives intelligence. He is in me. Therefore I say, first of all, become fit. First of all, desire, then desire. Why foolishly desire something which for which you do not desire? That is your fault. That is misuse. Don't desire something without being deserving. So these are the process given. How to think, how to meditate upon Krishna. So practice it. Become qualified. Then you will see everything. without being qualified, why you want to see? This devotional service means practicing how to become qualified. Sarvapāsivinimuktam, sarvapāsivinimuktam, tatparatena nirmala. You have to become fully clean. Tatparatena nirmala. Sarva, anna-vilāsita-sundam. We have to become completely pure about material desires. Anna-vilāsita-sundam. Then you become that. So long you have got any pinch of material desire, you are disqualified. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam. Parityajya, then giving up completely, 100%, no reservation. In this way, it is a standard. Very difficult. Everything is there. No reservation. Because these are like, see, if you have got still desire for material enjoyment, big. I want to become a king, all I become a king. Then I become, want to become a dog, all I become a dog. He will be both of us. And we are doing that. We are doing that. We are rotating throughout the whole universe in different types of bodies. Just to fulfill our damn desire. Therefore your first qualification is no desire. No, simply desire to worship Krishna. That is qualification. Then everything will be buddhi go vangradhani. Then everything will come from it. Chant Hare Krishna.